Hello, this is Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing? I just got a call from you.
Yes, sir. Bank of what is it again?
Cardiff, like Cardiff, Wales in England.
Gotcha. I guess here's why I called back. How are you guys tied into Inland Finance? How do you know about that?
We all operate on the same network, the UCC network. So when you file something for any kind of financing, whether equipment or a loan of some sort, it all goes into a database.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, because I've never had anybody call and actually make reference to that, so I'm just curious as to where that's searchable.
Keep going.
Yeah, anyway, I get a lot of calls for financing, mainly because we did some financing that we shot before going back with Inland maybe 6 months ago. So we're kind of satisfied with where we are at the moment. But I did want to just give you a buzz back and let you know that next time we do something, I intend to shop it again. That's why I was asking the name of your bank. So I'll keep you in mind.
Yeah, of course. What did you typically do? Do you do loans or do you do more equipment financing for your machinery?
It's typically equipment. We finance for purchases through Witter & Company, which Inland is their finance division. I don't know if you're real familiar with them or not, but so they primarily finance equipment. Now, the last round that we did, we needed some more operating capital, kind of equipment facilities upgrade in our warehouse, and adding a walk-in refrigerator and cooler and stuff like that. So it was more of what I would say traditional business financing or operating capital kind of financing versus, hey, we need, one piece of equipment, send it.
Exactly. Invoice, the traditional thing. Did you get a working capital loan through Inland? Tell me a little bit about the payment with that. Was it a monthly, weekly payback?
Yeah, it's a monthly. What they do is generally 48 months. That's what they do for finance for
3 to 8. Did you say
purchase? No, 48 months.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say that's really short.
No.
gotcha.
And so what we did this last time, and what we were actually shopping for, was we had new business on the table. We also had a balance with Inland. Some of it, our track record with them goes back almost 11 years now. So, we had all these various pieces of equipment that were, some of them had 6 months left and some of them had 2 years left, and just kind of all over the place. So what we did was refi everything outstanding. And then we rolled the purchases we were making at the time, and then the upfitting to trucks and warehouse into one payment. So at this point, we have one payment, one loan.
All through Inland?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, it makes everything a lot easier. It's less of a headache.
Yes. It's nice where we're at. The bad side is, or downside is, after the first of the year, we're looking to grow again, and we're going to be right back into, financing equipment and stuff and kind of muddying the waters when it's all nice and clean at the moment.
Yeah, that typically happens, but you know what? Champagne problems, at least you're growing, man. At least you're not downsizing and selling the equipment.
Right. No, I agree. I always tell people, hey, man, growing is just as much of a problem as not growing. It's a good thing, but it's still a problem nonetheless. You know what I mean? Everybody goes, well, at least, at least, but I still have the problem.
It's a pain in the ass, man. I mean, you gotta, You have to finance a bunch of things, obviously, take out capital, and they'd have to buy new buildings, get new customers. There's a lot that goes involved in growing a business out. But how long have you guys been around? And you said you've been dealing with Inland for 11 years, right?
We've been in business 11 years, kind of been with them since day one, you know?
Oh, it's good. I mean, at least you have a good relationship. You have to have one of those. Like, no matter what industry you're in, every business needs cash. And if you have somebody that you can trust, at least, and kind of go back to over and over for different needs, you know, yeah, it's definitely beneficial. Jeremiah, what's a good email? I'll just shoot you my info so that, after next year, yeah, you could reach out to me and we'll see where you're at. We'll see where we can help you.
Okay, that sounds good. Use info. INFO at cloud9vending.com, and 9 is spelled out NINE.
Perfect. What do you guys do, typically? Like, tell me a little bit about the business. So I went on your website real quickly. You do vending machines, coffee, things like that.
Yeah, we're a break room industrial food service company. So, we install machines and service them. Kind of as needed, and we deliver coffee, break room supplies, paper goods, stuff like that.
How'd you get into that industry?
I don't know. I bought a gumball machine, and I never located it. It stayed in my living room. I still have the machine. My kids buy Skittles out of it every once in a while. And that just kind of, I've always had, we'll say I had multiple businesses before this one, and it just kind of, it got going a little bit, and, I had I was a night shift supervisor, at a tech company. We were actually making parts for Apple.
Interesting.
And so as the iPods, it was actually what made, the chip that made, video possible on a mobile device. So when the iPod started playing videos, we started ramping up production and, and then the iPhone came out and, they transferred everything overseas. So it kind of gave me a chance to stay up all night and then work all day, growing this. And when they decided to transfer everything, they gave us a 1-year notice, which was nice of them.
Yeah, that's actually a lot longer than most companies will give you.
Yeah. So I had a year to make myself a job with no sleep the night before. So that's kind of what I did. And yeah,
just kind of good for you, though.
Hit the ground and got it going. And, I don't know, man. I wouldn't do it over again if you're wondering.
Yeah, no. That's good there. That's good. All right, Jeremiah, I'll shoot that info out. You want me to circle back and just kind of touch base with you maybe in December, right, as you're kind of planning to cross that into Q1?
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Perfect. All right. I'll follow up end of December. All right, take care, man. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.